AccuWeather forecast. Today will be sunny and cooler, the high temperature 55, then increasing cloudiness tonight, low 31, inland 38 lakeside. Then it'll cloud over tomorrow. We expect some rain later in the day and at night, the high temperature 54, and the rain will last through at least part of Wednesday with a high temperature 47, inland to 53 lakeside. Then we'll have a break in the rain. It looks like there'll be some more rain later on Friday into early Saturday before it clears once again. So a storm coming along with a front every few days. Racky Weather. I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
Right now in Kenosha, 47 degrees, 46 in Burlington, Milwaukee 49, it's 48 in Racine. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Monumental milestone happened on Saturday night.
Yeah.
So when I moved to Racine over a year ago, I was staying in a hotel by the airport for about a month, and they had laundry facilities there, and I bought one of those big containers of concentrated laundry soap when I was still in the hotel. And then when I moved to the Gingerbread House, I of course brought it along with me. Saturday night, it finally was drained.
You were so excited you need to wash several times? What? What does that mean?
No, it took over a year for me to go through one thing of laundry detergent. Just happened to be Saturday
That's
night.
That's either good news or bad news.
No, well, you know what? I had thought that they advertise this stuff as being concentrated. You don't have to use as much.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, you know, I'll put it to the test. And do you know that it's one of those bottles that has a little squirt nozzle?
Oh, yeah.
And I just do one squirt and cleans my clothes just fine. I have a stain remover when I get the inevitable stains on my clothes. I'm one of the biggest pigs on the planet in that way. But it's genetic. My grandfather on my mom's side when my grandfather used to go out, my papa, he used to go out and eat. He was one of those guys who would always put a napkin on his collar because he was going to spill for sure. My mom's the same way. I'm the same way. And my son Isaac, exactly the same. If there's something to get on your clothes, we will do it. So I put the laundry detergent to the test. And I was talking to Dawn about it. And that it was amazing. It was like the never-ending container of laundry detergent. And she said, I must be using way too much detergent because she goes through a ton. Mm. And so that was the big news on Saturday night at the Gingerbread House.
Okay.
Oh, and also that the Cubs made it to the World Series.
Really?
They won the pennant.
I hadn't heard.
Yeah, you hadn't heard that yet?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Oh, that's cool.
People ask me, you know, where are you watching the game? Where are you going to watch? I can't watch games with people. It's just too much.
Sure, it's just not the other way around? I'm just asking. You know?
I'm invited to places.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And you turn them down?
Yes. Well, really? I don't turn them down. I'm realistic. I need to yell and swear and throw things and pace and cry. I bawled my eyes out after that game.
Okay.
Yeah. In the opening monologue, I talked about why that might be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
And a lot of people did too. I posted on Facebook after the game that there is crying in baseball. And I got more response to this. I saw so many people. I have a friend of mine who I grew up with in Chicago who posted, I saw it this morning, that he watched the game a second time and cried a second time. See, the Cubs represent so much more than a baseball team, Tom, because it represents all the struggles of life that you think you're never going to get over. And sometimes, if you don't quit, it'll happen for you. And this is what I recommend to my clients all the time. Just don't give up. You never know. That's why I'm sitting here right now. I didn't give up. And then when the doors open, if you've got some cojones, if you got some chutzpah, you walk through the doors. So.
Okay.
It's been a long time. 1945. Harry Truman was president. You weren't even working here yet. It's been a long time. My dad was 9 years old. Yeah. He's going to be 80.
I think what's really cool is that you have the two teams that have the longest quote-unquote frustration in Major League Baseball for not having won a pennant, or a World Series title.
Correct.
The two teams, the top two teams.
Yep.
And now they're going to go at it.
Yep. And this is another historic sports moment. Listen to this one. The Cleveland Indians have been around a long time.
Yeah.
They have never, ever hosted Game 1 of the World Series in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
Last time they were in it, they were the secondary team in the mix
right.
for the series. Yeah. That was the Jim Thome crowd, was it not? I believe it was.
When they hosted the World Series.
The last time they were in the series,
yeah.
which was like 19 years ago?
Yeah, it was in the 90s.
Maybe was that Jim Thome back then?
Yeah, Jim Thome. Mm-hmm.
See, he'd be a good person to talk to regarding the feel from the Cleveland perspective.
Well, we don't care about that.
What? You know what what else I thought?
I actually have a lot of friends from Cleveland.
Yeah. I thought about something else over the weekend. It'll never happen. But wouldn't it be cool if just for one game, they could go to the old throwback uniforms from the mid-40s and play the game, but they won't do it.
You know what else would be cool, which has been suggested on social media, that the Cubs in Game 3, that'll be the first game at Wrigley Field on Friday night, have Steve Bartman come out to throw the first pitch. That's quite a story, Steve Bartman. You know, after that all happened and he was blamed for that Cubs loss, which he should not have been, of course.
Never.
He went into anonymity.
Yeah,
he did not try to capitalize on his stardom. He never said a peep. Moved down to Florida, and the Cubs have reached out to him. But this would be the outpouring of love that would come on that guy. Well,
people realize what happened. The real what happened.
It's a great article about it on social media today about why Bartman should be the one to throw out the first pitch. Well, we're going to be talking some baseball coming up momentarily with a former major leaguer and Fox Sports baseball analyst, my compadre, Orestes Estrada, on the other side of WRJN covering sports. There are other sports happening, believe it or not.
Results are coming in, and yields are growing thanks to the SoilMax Gold Digger Tile Plow. Tile land when you want, utilizing existing equipment.